Christian to Soul today because our co-host, Dr. Elaine Tong, is sick. For the new listeners, my background is in Western Sciences. I am a Caltech graduate. I received my MD degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from LA County Medical Center. It was during my medical school that I began to realize the fallacy of drug therapy. Namely, drugs treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. You cannot cure a disease or any problem by not correcting the underlying cause of the problem. In addition, I learned that all drugs are toxic. I just couldn't see that how using toxins can improve health. Subsequently, I got interested in Chinese medicine and eventually innovated an East-West therapy called neurobioenergetics or NBE treatment, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments by enhancing the body's healing power. Now, since the body can heal or repair all problems due to abnormal living factors, my NBE method can cure practically any degenerative ailment known in Western medicine. Now, for our new listeners, this may sound incredible because a whole century of intensive conventional medicine has not produced a single cure of a chronic disorder, and now I'm claiming that everything can be cured. But for those who have been following our programs, we have 31 programs so far, you should be convinced that what I'm saying is true. For practically every Saturday, the last 31 Saturdays, we have been in patients with asthma, allergy, colitis, depression, chronic pain, anything you name, we have cured them. For instance, last week, we have a young lady who developed anorexia and severe depression during her college year, and she had been diagnosed with schizoid personality, bipolar disorders, mania, and have been tried on many toxic psychotropic drugs, and have been treated with many electrical shocks therapy with no problem, no relief. And later on, she was also diagnosed with lupus, which is considered to be incurable, fibromyalgia, which is also incurable. Yes, she came to me within the first treatment, everything's better. And after three or four treatments, she's practically symptom-free. Now, if you're a scientist, you really cannot call that an anecdotal case because 15 to 16 years of failure of conventional treatment and turn around, totally around with one treatment, three or four treatments, she's symptom-free, you really cannot ignore that. Well, today, we hope to talk to her mom, who was diagnosed with dementia and like Alzheimer's, and last week we could not get a hold of her. For our new listeners, if you have any questions, please do not hesitate to call in at 1-800-227-5278 if you have any questions, or call 714-754-4150. Now we got Irene, Dorothy Irene on our line right now. Can we get her on the line?
Hello
Irene. Dorothy?
Yes.
How are you doing?
Fine.
Good. Listen, last week we missed you. Can you, let me just kind of summarize and know how I met you.
Okay.
When I first met you, you were very depressed, you lost interest, and you know you have this glare that you're kind of lost, and especially after then you get much better after a few treatments. Then you got you fell down and got in the hospital, but afterwards you came back, and your daughter and you were quite frustrated because the doctor wanted to put you in a nursing home. And I wrote down a prescription after I evaluated you because you are so much better. I don't see how they want to put you in a nursing home. So why don't you recap how you first came to see me?
Okay, the first time I met you was when we were working with my daughter. And what you did for her was really remarkable, but I never thought that I would be needing anything like that, or anything at all. But when I had the accident, I had to go someplace, and I don't know what they were treating me for, the doctors at the hospital, and I knew that that was not for me, so I asked my daughter, do you think that maybe you might consider working with me or something? She said, we're trying, you know? And so I checked around a little bit, and I found out maybe you'd need to treat people a little bit differently, and it may come out good than what I'm used to seeing people get treating and come out normal. So anyway, you've been working with me, and I've been coming along pretty good as far as most of the illness. And
how did you find out about us in the first place?
Found out that because of tumor donor.
How did she find out about us?
Yeah, I don't know who she checked up with, but I knew she wasn't getting any, she wasn't getting any good results from all of the doctors she had practically since she's been alive. But I don't remember how she found out about you, and she knew that she was excited about maybe seeing someone that would really help her.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just talk, you know, and medicine, and in the hospital, out of the hospital, and not getting anywhere else. But when you did that for her, and then I thought, well, from whatever they were treating you in the hospital, I needed a specialist.
Mm-hmm.
She had a specialist like you, that specialist could probably help me. So that's why I got in contact with you.
Yes.
And I'm sure glad I did.
Yeah, for our listeners, Dorothy is very, very coherent right now. I wish we had interviewed you before we gave the treatment. Do you think that you could have talked like this when you first saw me?
No.
Do you remember how you were when you first... Can you describe to us how you felt when you first saw me?
You mean how I fell down?
No, how you were feeling when you first saw me. You were depressed, you know, you had problem, poor memories, and you had lost interest in life. That's what you told me.
Well, I knew that because when I got involved with this accident, they put me in the hospital in the first place, and it was a hot sunshine day, so I went into the hospital primarily because of the intense heat. And when I got into the hospital, they weren't treating me because of the heat. They were treating me to put me into the old lady's home or something like that, and that's
yes.
What they treated me. And I didn't go for that very much.
Yes, in fact, they make a misdiagnosis. They said that you have a fractured jaw when you came out, and I saw you moving your mouth, and there was no pain. I don't see how that was a diagnosis.
I know that they said the report said I had a fractured jaw, and then further down the line they said that I had something else wrong with my knees, and so on in X-rays, and I went through all that fancy X-ray place that they have there, but the X-ray report that they turned to me together with the X-rays was a report for somebody else that they had a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it had nothing to do with me, so...
Yeah, so far, how much improvement have you had since my treatment?
Oh, wonderful, well, and I'm going to go back into the real estate again.
Yes, can you tell us what kind of business, you know, I just found out since the last few treatments, you have been getting better and better, and you start telling me all the wonderful things that you did in the past. Can you share with us some of the business that you did in the past?
Oh, I got into the real estate and insurance business in the Second World War time, and here in California. So I was selling real estate, my own real estate office, my own business opportunity office, my own insurance office, and
so you own those businesses?
I own my own businesses, and then in the process of doing all those things, I became involved too. If I sell somebody the apartment house, I could really help them because I bought into an apartment house. And if I was going to sell my rooming house, I could help them because I went into a rooming house business. Whatever I went into to serve the public, I engaged in those certain things myself as a matter of fun for me. So
yes.
I own a house, a little make trades, and people, you know, if they had an animal or something, couldn't do a trade, then I'd have to come home with the animal and I'd have a dog.
Yes, and also your own hotels, motels, and stuff like this?
Yeah, I have my own property.
So you have been a very successful businesswoman.
Yes, and I also worked for one of the biggest companies in the valley, and I was a manager in one of the departments there. And so it didn't matter whether I was working for somebody else or whether I was working for myself. I was good at it, and I liked it, and the people liked me, and I made a lot of money.
And you are 80 years old.
Yeah, 81.
81. Okay. Well, let me ask you. Okay, uh-huh. At the time you first came to see me, will you be able to recall all the things that you're telling us right now, or no?
I don't know whether I could recall, but I certainly wasn't interested in talking about it.
Okay. Now here's the point. Okay. Mm-hmm. You, from the way you sound, you could go back to real estate and still make it very successful.
But I could even be more successful now because I know more. I've been doing some studying, and before when I started out, I was also engaged in a loan business, so I could make loans. Not enough loans from a party that makes loans, but I would loan the money myself.
Well, he was.
I thought we were going to go back into that phase immediately and do it by enjoying it. I'd like to make a whole lot of money before.
Yes.
83.
Let me just tell you my opinion. It's really exciting to hear somebody at your age that knows so much, that was successful before. And want to go back to working at your age. And however, with the conventional system, you could have just been turned into a vegetable by being drugged with Alzheimer drugs, and your daughter have a lot of sense. She throw those drugs away. You know, you were depressed and you have poor memory, and which was exacerbated by your hospitalization and the drugs they give you. So you just doing the right treatment turns somebody into a very productive, fun-loving and life-loving person instead of using toxic drugs and turning you into an Alzheimer patient. How many millions of old people are being abused just because somebody want to put somebody in a nursing home and make money out of them? That's really terrible.
Well, they want to stick me in a place and throw away the key.
Yes, that's very terrible. Well, listen, thank you very much for sharing all this your story with us. And from the way you talk, you know, you have no dementia. You know, you have no problem simply correcting your balance. But if you not correct it, you could go down and become worse and worse. Whether you really develop full-blown Alzheimer's, I do not know. But definitely not like this. Now, you're ready to go back to work, and I'm very happy for you.
Well, I'm happy I met you, and I'm just happy.
Very good. Thanks very much. You know, we'll follow up on you later on and see how you're doing.
Fine.
Yeah.
I saw you something,
and
if you
need
the money, I
want it to. Okay. I do need it. Well,
thank you.
Thanks very much, okay?
All right.
Yeah, bye-bye. You are listening to Freedom From Pain program with Yiming Tong, MD. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. Check out our website at drtong.com, drtong.com. Even make an appointment before 2 o'clock today, you'll receive a free gift from us, either homeopathic growth hormone remedies or something that to reduce your sugar craving. So and if you have any questions during the week, you can call me for a short free phone consultation. Now, our next guest is Carmen. Carmen only came to see me one time, but she had mentioned something very dramatic. Let's get her on the phone.
Hello.
Hello, Carmen.
Hey, Dr. Tong.
How are you?
I'm doing much better, thank you.
Much better. Okay, one of the biggest problems you had when you first came to see me besides pain was a lot of sadness.
Yes.
Can you tell us your story?
Well, I was very depressed, and I was crying while I was in your office. And I'd had a number of things going on emotionally, including the death of a friend.
Yes.
And also, I've been on a lot of medications for various medical problems.
Right.
And I had seen your advertisement, and I just felt very intuned to believe in the way you believe as far as medicine goes.
Yes.
And knowing that adding three more medications to my life would not be in the best interest.
Right.
So I refused that, and I decided to go an alternative way, which is when I came to see you. And when you were giving me some of the treatments, at one point you said that this particular treatment would help the sadness.
Mm-hmm.
And you had barely started with the injection, and right away I shifted like from low to high.
Yes.
And it was like somebody that draws a happy face.
Yes.
A happy face.
Yes.
From being a sad face. I'd never expected that dramatic that fast.
Yes, that kind of stunned me a little bit too, because as I was giving the injection, you say, oh, I shift gear.
Yes, it was like somebody took me from a VW to a Rolls Royce.
Yes, because you were in tears most of the time talking, and until I told you those are the sadness area, the area of love, ability to receive love or give love. And you were brought because of the past emotional problem. Your heart was broken. The energetic part of your heart structure was no block. And that's what they call broken heart. It had nothing to do with the physical organic heart. What kind of problem do you still, other symptoms do you have?
Well, I'm diabetic type 2.
Yes.
And I have a pulmonary hypertension.
Yes.
And I do have to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
And you gave me a supplement for the sugar cravings.
Yes.
And I did not come home and want anything.
Good.
And today I still do not crave it like I had been.
How many medication were you on before?
I would say there's 8 to 9.
And how many? I told you to drop them all. How many are you? I mean, maybe your high pressure pills or diabetic pills.
You told me to stay with my blood pressure medication.
Yeah.
And I did do that, but I'm walking the walk of faith.
Oh.
Because I do believe that is a lot of my problem. I've been told by other people that medication can cause a lot of toxicity in the body.
Yes.
Now, I don't say that it's right or wrong for anybody. Each person has to make their own decision as to what they feel is right for them.
Right.
But I do feel I'm on what is right for me.
Good. And how much medication are you on right now?
I'm just taking the one.
Good. You see, I told you, that's all you need. In fact, if your blood pressure is below 150 or 160, then I would recommend you drop that too, because when you come to see me next week, I'll treat your high blood pressure and lower the blood pressure. You don't need toxin to suppress the blood pressure. You need to treat the underlying cause of the high blood pressure.
Right, and I was very impressed, and I really appreciated the way you explained each trigger point and what it did to the body and the emotions.
Yes.
Because nobody likes to just not know what's going on.
That's very important to a lot of patients, Noah. And the way I explained to you how the mind-body work, was that easy to understand?
It was extremely easy to understand.
That's right.
I have worked in the medical offices for 20 years.
Right.
So I have seen the way Western, the way the traditional medicine works.
Yes.
It works the way they're trained.
Right.
And unfortunately, I've also worked with a holistic doctor, and I saw how other areas can work in different ways, even with AIDS patients.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of release that can come through natural medicine ways.
Yes.
And I've already told two of my friends that are looking to see you already.
Yeah, good. Thanks very much. And how long have you had your problems before you saw me?
Well, I've been up and down with the mood swings because I'm hypothyroid, and they gave me radiation therapy in 77.
Mm-hmm.
Radioactive cocktail.
Yes.
And ever since then, things have been up and down, up and down. And then, of course, a lot of things in my life have changed drastically, emotionally, divorce and losing a child and everything else. All these things add to, I think, what we discussed, emotional buildups in the body.
Yes.
That need to be released.
I call that emotional trash that you hold back and you're not able to release it.
Yes.
And so far, you have only had one of my treatment, correct?
Only just yesterday.
Yeah, just yesterday. And then how different do you feel now?
Well, I woke up about 5 this morning, wide awake.
Wow.
I was amazed. And
how about your pain? How about your depression? How about your sadness?
That's like I'm not really there now.
Fantastic.
And I feel like getting out and doing things. I'm going to go meet a friend of mine, take a walk by the beach, and do some things around the house, which I haven't been able to do because I hadn't had the energy.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to continued success with your program.
When I get you balanced out, okay, you will be able to maintain this this joyful feeling all the time. Right now, you cannot stop yet because you're not quite balanced. You're not balanced. A little stress or eating wrong can get you back right into the symptomatic stage. But when you get you stabilized, then you'll be cured. Don't listen to other people. Everything, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, the depression, the sadness, can all be cured. That means one day you will not even need my treatment or any medication or any supplements, and you still feel good.
Oh, one of the other areas you're going to be working with me is the sleep apnea.
Yeah, I can cure that too.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Yeah,
believe me.
It's about at 10:30, and I slept through to about 3:30 this morning, which is pretty good for me at 4.
So you did not have sleep apnea. You know, with a few more treatment, you'll be much more stabilized. But in any case, okay, so thanks very much for sharing your story with us, and we'll follow you up and see how you do maybe a month.
Okay, I will be there for my appointment Monday, and I do recommend anybody that is dealing with any issues that they haven't gotten resolved through traditional medicine to at least explore the modality that's there for you.
Yes.
I'm very grateful I met you, and I thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for joining our show today.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. You are listening to Freedom from Pain program with Yiling Tong, MD. Call today for an appointment at 714-556-8664. And no matter what kind of problem you have and what people tell you that your problem is not curable, that is furthest from the truth. I can help you. So call today. If you call, make an appointment before 2 o'clock, you'll receive a free gift from us. We have a caller, Virginia. Can you put her on the line? Hello?
Hello?
Virginia?
Yes.
Yeah, you have a question for us?
Yes, I was curious. I've been listening to your program for several weeks. And,
yes.
I just have suffered very lengthy with headaches.
Yes.
I get headaches whatever I eat. I get headaches for anything, just constant headaches. And I have a very stressful job. At the same time, I do enjoy working the way I do work. But I get headaches when I eat cantaloupe, when I eat vegetables, when I eat meat, when I eat chicken, when I eat just everything.
Doesn't sound very good.
And I don't understand. I have heard that possibly I have candida.
Yeah.
But I just don't know, and I was just curious as to what you do.
I can cure your problems. I treat your kind of problem all the time. Once you know how to do this, it is not difficult. If you do not know how to do this, it's impossible. And I learned this from learning Chinese medicine and the way the mind and body work together to heal it. In any situation, to start repairing a problem, whether it's in the human body, whether it's in the family, whether it's in the business, you all have to start with the know-how. Like for instance, okay, you have a legal problem, you call an attorney. You got a plumbing problem, you call a plumber. Okay, you got stomach problem, you got to call the stomach know-how. The mind part of the stomach, which the Chinese found out, goes in the stomach channels. The meridians are like a antenna for the mind to transmit the healing message and for the body to receive the healing power. Doing stress, like your work, and eating wrong, or taking toxins like prescription drugs or preservative from food and pollution from the air and so forth, will block the communication between the mind and the body. When the mind and the body are not in communication, you have problem. So connect them together, your symptom will disappear. You go back to our show a couple months ago, we have somebody, a young man who had food allergies. He practically the same thing. He couldn't eat anything. He went through a 4-day rotation diet, you know, many of those allergy desensitizing shots for years. And that was on February 24th on Craig, okay, the number 22 show. Go to my website and you can download that and listen to him. Today he could eat practically anything. And once in a while you eat too much sugar, you'll get a problem. You come in to see me, I'll give you the problem. So I can help you. I do not make any guarantees, but your problem, how old are you? If I may ask?
I'm 63.
Yeah, you know, you sound, if you don't have other problems, this is not a difficult problem. I can cure you.
I don't have too many problems other than I don't take any medicine other than just a pill called Pomster, which is de-inflammatory. And that's the only thing I can relieve my headaches with. But I get headaches when I go to sleep, and I sleep for 2 or 3 hours, and then I wake up with this horrible headache.
Your mind is not really on top of the body. That's no different part of your true self. You're not really in control of the physical body. That's why you had all the symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And also, from my very first show, we have a patient that has been coming to me for 15 years. He had lactose intolerance. I cured him. And he can eat ice cream many times. So your problem is not difficult. Just call in and make an appointment, and then I can help you.
What is the number to call for an appointment?
Okay, it's 714-556-8664. You'll be happy you call. Believe me, I can help you.
I believe it, and I will. Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes. Well, I hope you enjoy our show today. Listen to previous shows. Elaine is trying to help me out. Listen to previous shows on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. Under the radio show heading, you'll find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured, from asthma, allergies, and endometriosis. Practically anything you had heard in Western medicine. I do not listen to the Western diagnosis. I look at the mind-body disharmony that caused the problem. The list is endless. If you have any questions, call me during the week for a free phone consultation. But if you make an appointment today before 2, you'll receive a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. Next week, we have more remarkable cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBRT AM 740. This is Dr. Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.